Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. My name is Bennett Pomerantz, and this is Anything Goes. Usually I have one guest. Tonight I have two. We're going to break the Friday the 13th or the 13th curse. Everybody's driving me crazy today, sending little messages saying, you know, it's the 13th. You should be careful.
Yeah, but
I got to tell you.
The 13th only counts on Friday.
I'm sorry?
Bennett, 13 only counts if it's Friday.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been told the 13th
curse. And besides, I can't drive. Is that a drive or is it a short putt?
Well, I'm going to start with Lindsay. I love you, but I'm starting with the lady.
Okay, go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce both of them, but I wanted to start with Valerie. Lindsay Downs is a prolific author, and so is Valerie Douglas. I mean, I almost don't have to talk on this show and just let them both loose.
Okay, bye, Benna.
Bye.
Bye. All kidding aside, guys, Valerie, give them a little synopsis of you so they know what they're looking for.
As far as me, as far as a writer, or me as a person?
As far as you, as far as a writer. Don't tell them about your other prolificities.
Well, I have to say that I'm one of those writers that writes in just about every genre. It just depends on the mood I'm in and what interests me right now. And as far as successfully, I've, you know, gotten pretty broad-minded on that. I'm primarily a fantasy writer, but I also have written romance. I've got a Western, which I'm thinking about doing a second book on. And, you know, and the Song of the Fairy Queen, which is one of my fantasies that everybody keeps asking me for a sequel to, and I never intended to write one. You know? But I think I'm going to now, but I don't know yet what it's going to be about. And I also write erotic romance. So, under
good Lord, you have more categories than I do.
And that's
she's
only,
not busy
that's only,
at all.
Pardon?
I said she's not busy at all, is she, Lindsay?
No. I mean, I only do what is it? Four genres: Regency romantic suspense, historical 1940s. Historical, PI detective out of L.A., and then 1960s PI detective, originally out of L.A., but right now they're in South Vietnam in 1964, and I'm working on a contemporary Army JAG series. I'm on book two on that series, and that calls
cool.
for a lot of research. Yeah,
I got
and,
a question
yeah.
from Dana, and this is for me, God, thank you, Dana. My day's the next. These two prolific writers, what are you doing there? Well, honey, I got a book called My Sick Life. I am co-authoring or co-writing Alvin Jones's work. If you haven't looked him up, he was a BET co-host. We're talking about his past. He was one of the instrumental people that started at BET, and he's been a great person, so I'm writing for Alvin Jones and doing a couple of other things
Bennett,
in my offhand.
Bennett, Alvin, isn't he one of the chipmunks? Is he chipmunks?
No. Hey, don't even go there with him. I love him, but not in a sexual way. I love you too. No, he is a very interesting, one of the smartest people I know. And I've known him for 40 years. I'm getting old. 40 years, and we've been that good of friends over 40 years.
Mm.
Now, I have a question for both of you. And this is from John. Hiya, John. Okay. John asks, where do you get your spark of creativity to write your ideas?
Valerie, you go first.
Well, I've gotten my ideas from everywhere, from just sparks of imagination. One was from a statue I saw in the Hearst residence. The others just come to me, you know. So I live up the road from one of the horse racing and harness racing big little brown jug where they hold it. And so I inspired to write that, and it's actually sort of a romance built around that. So, and I like, you know, it's just whatever happens to spark in my brain, you know. It's like, I have no idea sometimes where my story ideas come from. So it's just like, what if? And then all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah. I had for Coming Storm, the ending, I thought it was the ending anyway, and then I wrote everything up to the ending, and then it wasn't the ending anymore.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
We'll get to that question next, but okay. Lindsay, how do you do it?
Well, with my my PI series, that started out as like you said, Valerie, a what if. What if this happens, and then it snowballs, and you got all this stuff going on. And once I started writing the first one in the series, partway through that, I got the idea for the second one, and then it just continued on with that. And then for the that's the PI Ups and PI mystery series, and then I said, okay, well, let's continue it on. Let's have the kids growing up, and they become PIs like your father and mother. So
right.
Then I jump ahead to 1964, and the oldest one just got out of the Army after being medicaled out of the Army, and so he goes to work, and the story ends up taking him from L.A. to Saigon, South Vietnam in 1964, and from there, once again, it snowballed. It snowballed. For the series that I'm also working on now, the Army JAG series, which, by the way, the first book in the series is I'm sending that out to agents, and waiting to hear back. That one was sort of another what if. I was talking to a friend of mine who'd been in the military Army, and they'd had a traumatic brain injury. So I decided, okay, I'm going to go. I look it up, and I find out all this information about TBIs, and I find out, you know, that there's a certain time frame that the soldier has to be diagnosed for it to go into his medical chart. And so I ran with that, and I end up having I ended up writing Bat Story, which snowballed into another part of the base and stealing weapons for sending them over to the Middle East. And it's just one of those things where it just snowballs from one to the next. And the other day I was watching a TV show, one of the crime dramas that I like to watch, and they were talking about, private military contractors. Ooh, that's an idea. So I created a folder in the Army JAG section and I put PMC. Somehow I'll write a story involving PMC, and then just like that.
Okay.
It's chaos. You know, it's one of those things that they just, you get this idea and you just run with it.
Yeah.
Okay, let me
and
ask
like,
you, how long does it take? Let's start with Valerie on this one, ladies first. How long does it take you to write a book? Go ahead.
Now, here's the thing. Because I'm a pantser, when I wrote Coming Storm, which is but it's a huge book, I wrote that in one weekend, the first draft, of course. Started on Friday afternoon, finished sometime Monday morning, and literally got into bed, crashed, got out of bed, went back to the book, and wrote the second draft. Some books go fast, and some books like Nike's Wings, which is a political thriller, that one was like pulling teeth. It was, you know, really hard. Now, I've been working on the third major book in the Coming Storm series for about 3 months now. But speaking of the husband and not and my prolific nature and all that sort of thing, that caused some issues. So working through that. And then I fell and broke my arm. I actually broke my shoulder, so makes typing rather difficult. But I wanted
setback, setback, setback. And I know you'll recover from the setback. I want to use tape
I can't. I really can't transcribe.
It doesn't
work for me. I cannot do it. Can't.
Can't do it. Do what?
Can't
use
a tape recorder.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
It just doesn't work for me. You know, so are you a pantser or are you a plotter?
I'm a pantser. Because, you know,
from one chapter
to the next, you never know what's going to happen. As a matter of fact, within one chapter, you have no idea what's going to happen.
I mean,
and that's what makes it challenging.
Yeah, I mean, I was writing one series, and I had this great character. I loved him to death. And, I mean, he was a great guy. He was this sort of goofy, you know, type of character. And big battle scene would come around a corner, and my heroine discovers her, you know, friend and mentor is now, like, dying. You know, he's pinned against the wall by a troll lance, and it's like, oh, crap, I didn't know that was going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm bawling as I'm writing the scene. It killed me.
Don't you love not knowing what's going to happen next?
Oh, I love it. It's great. Because, you know, it's like watching a movie and you don't know what the plot's going to be. And you just watch it spool out, you know. And you get to the end, it's like, huh?
And for me, writing mysteries, if I know how the story is going to end, in the first half of the book or anywhere in the book, even before I start writing, if I know how it's going to end, then the reader is going to know how it ends before they get to the ending.
Right.
So I've got to keep them in suspense the whole time. I mean, like right now, I've got my two main characters, they're doing a night combat training jump, and they just found out they'd already stepped off the C-130 at 25,000 feet, and they just found out one of their parachutes isn't going to open. It's been sabotaged.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Yeah. So now they got to figure out how to get the parachute down without killing them. And that's not easy.
What's weird is I started an erotic romance series. Now, all my books have real stories to them. You know, even the erotic romances. So I was writing this brother series, and the first book was not that complicated. But the second one, I had been reading about this real-life drug kingpin who was killing DEA agents. He was killing people, you know, around the world. He had this huge thing going on. And, I mean, majorly bad guy. And he was caught by a researcher. You know, so that was my lead female character, but then I also had to find out, you know, I mean, I didn't know how it was going to turn out, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't know where it was going to go from there. I just had that basic premise and followed it through, and she winds up with these guys, and one of them's SWAT. Well, then I had to go and find out, what's the proper procedure for this, you know. And I had written the entire story, all right? So I knew what I had written, and because of spies and all this other stuff and some research and, you know, all that. But then I got a chance to talk to a guy who was really in SWAT, and he explained to me how they would have handled the situation I had my character in. And so I had to rewrite an entire scene to be more accurate. I don't know how well I did, but... It was fun.
I've got a couple of Army friends, and occasionally I'll ask them a question. I've got an idea about it. You know, I'll write it out, and then I'll talk to them. And if I have to, you know, they'll say, yeah, that's right, or you change this or do that. Yeah.
Funny coincidence. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, one of the e-books that I've got on my computer. I have to have. It's called Manual for courts martial. Because for the you know, I've got to figure out, you know, what crime, you know, the crime. Okay, here's the crime. I have to find it. What, you know, and all the specifics on it. And even simple little things like in a court martial, the witnesses can be ordered out of the room, out of the courtroom.
Right.
So, okay. So I found that I think, don't quote me on this, but I think it's rule 615 that can be imposed. And so all the witnesses have to leave the room so they can't hear what the other people are saying.
Great.
You know, little details like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and I'm finding out personally in the first book of the Brothers series, which is, you know, basic, you know, it's erotic romance, but it's got a real story behind it. But the story opens up with this girl getting shot in the right shoulder. Now, falling down and breaking my shoulder was not what I really wanted to do for research.
But now you have your research done.
Yeah.
Well, but I had already written the book, and it was already out. But the cool thing is, was finding out that I had so much of it right. So, I mean, I knew that there were certain parts, certain places in the body that you can shoot, but the biggest problem you have to consider is caliber.
Yeah.
You know, because if, you know, I mean, some of the AR-15s and AK-47s and that sort of thing, they put out a bullet with immense, you know, destructive power. So I had to have the one bag basically use a small caliber handgun in order for it to work, because otherwise it had destroyed her shoulder. Mm. You know, but I also found out what it was like to have to deal with all the complications that she had to deal with once she was released from the hospital. So now I'm finding out that it is really hard in some cases to do some things that are very necessary, like putting on underwear.
And
getting your panties on was not hard. Yeah, putting a bra on is a nightmare.
Yeah, I'll bet.
But I had guessed that. Taking a shower, impossible. You know, I can't wash my own hair. But I guess that. You know, and did you know that statistically, there are a lot of men who will not wash a woman's hair?
Hmm.
You know, and I'm like, you know, so I don't know. You know, maybe that it's too intimate. Maybe that it's, you know, I don't really understand it. But in this particular case, so I had to write around that. And so, but the Brothers series is about cops and paramedics and firefighters. And the one brother was a firefighter. He gets into a fire. The ceiling collapses, knocks his mask askew, and the floor falls out from underneath him. So he gets trapped in the basement. And he walks with this scar along the side of his face. Well, of course, it was a wound originally, and he couldn't, you know, do basic stuff. He couldn't wash his face. He couldn't wash his hair, you know, because, you know, he had to be careful about not getting anything into that wound. And his paramedic brother, knowing that it's difficult, takes over the task, and that sort of prepares him for dealing with the lead female character. So, Maya.
This is a question.
What are you talking about?
Jeff. Go ahead, Lindsay.
Go ahead.
Jeff asked, basically, what's your current releases I can buy on Amazon? This is called the shameless plug. Thank you, Jeff. You've made it easy.
Do a search for Lindsay Downs on Amazon, Jeff. And you'll get all my Regency Romantic Suspense. Right now I'm doing edits on two of the books in the PI series. But those, I'm not sure when those are going to be coming out.
Currently working on one book, and so that one's not out. But the two newest releases were Harnessed Hearts, which is my with the one about the harness racing, and the other one is Western series, The Sharpshooter. You know.
And you didn't even send me a copy. I am pouting.
And it just got, it's just out in audio. Hey, Lindsay, are you doing audio yet?
No.
I'm loving audio.
I'm not all that big about audio. I've listened to audiobooks before, but the thing is, I have to go back sometimes to hear what was being said again, and that means I can't listen to audio while I'm driving. Because obviously that's out. And because, you know, I want to be able to, you know, focus on the story. That's why I like, you know, either the old-fashioned print or ebook to read.
Right. I'm getting into the audio because I found a really good audio narrator, and he puts emphasis. He creates new characters. Well, he doesn't create new characters. What he does is he gives voice to some of the characters. And now every time I start to write, I hear chapter one in his voice, and he's now the voice of one of my characters of this epic fantasy series. And it's just, it's so funny because I've so picked up on how he does it, and I love what he's done. You know, but there's a huge market for audio. I mean, and even if you don't listen to it yourself, you really should consider doing it, and you can do it through ACX, and that's off branch of Amazon. But then again, you're traditionally published, aren't you?
No, right now I'm in small published and self published. But with this Army Jag series, I'm hoping to go more traditional. That's why I'm sending it out to agents.
Well, it's okay. I mean, there's a lot of people that are hybrids. I mean, I started out as traditionally published, but then, you know, I had a little bit of quarrel with the folks. When somebody adds a scene to one of my books, I get a little annoyed.
Oh yeah, I would imagine so. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean
it's your baby.
She put in something in one of my books that was to me personally really offensive, and I was furious.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it was personally something that wounded, that hurt, you know. So I got the book back eventually, you know, 2 years, and rewrote it and took that nasty scene out.
Oh, yeah. Because the thing is, too, with this Army Jag series I've got, if you're going to put a scene in or a chapter in, you better know what you're talking about. Then, like I said, I've got the manual for courts martial on my computer. I've also got the Geneva Convention, all four parts on my computer, and on my computer, because I have to have that stuff to answer questions that I have. And
I've studied strategy for doing my battle scenes, and you know, I've read The Art of War, both the Chinese and Japanese versions. I took martial arts. I know how to use them. You know, use all the toys, and I know how to use a sword. I now, that. But, so
as long as you don't put my head on the block, we're good.
Don't worry, Ben.
Especially with unless you're giving me the sword, I know I'll take the sword. But no, I don't want it under my above my neckline. Hey, I'm picky. What do you want? Okay. Valerie, you also have a website that's on a web group that is in Facebook. You want to tell them about that quickly?
Yeah, I founded it back in when there really was information about how to find for new writers or for existing writers, how to find things like cover art and editors and basic information, and I have an editing 101 thing for the most common errors that most people make. And we created the group just because of the fact that what I wanted to achieve was a sort of one-stop shop for people who wanted to get into indie self-publishing, whatever kind of publishing they wanted to get into, and not make the kind of mistakes that, you know, when I started out, I made. You know,
yeah.
And also even some of the ones that I did make, but I knew other people were, like saying, you know, trouble sites, you know. So we
what
have
site lived. Is that? Oh, I know what it is. What is
yeah,
it? I know what it is.
I'm not mentioning it because they can sue, and they have. I mean, they sued a couple people for you know, maligning them, and I'm like, no, I don't have the money for that right now. I'm paying for a shoulder, you know. But so I won't mention it. But if you find out, all they have to do is join
mention
the group
the
and
webpage.
Go check in. It's Indie Author Group, and it's on Facebook. And I want the
that's
group, not the. Yeah.
Thank you, Joel,
and,
for asking that question.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, somebody.
I'm
in
sorry.
So many groups on Facebook, I can't keep track of them all.
Well, that's the only group I'm into. The rest of the stuff is more promotional stuff. So I try to, you know, I try to keep my interactions relatively small, you know, because otherwise
you
get overwhelmed.
In the last 4 minutes, which we have, young lady and young sir, I want you to tell them about your newest books or whatever for a few minutes. And let me do one thing to start it off. Next week on Anything Goes, comedian Sean Fisher will be in the hot seat. And I'm going to have these two back, say, in October or November. I really like just you guys just shooting it out here. And
sure.
People have been telling me yes, 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 yes. So I'm happy. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, the work is
go. I've got my go to Amazon and put in my name in the search engine, and my reading season will come up. I'm in the process, like I said, of doing edits on a couple of mysteries, and my current JAG series, that's going out to agents right now, and I'm waiting to hear back from them. So,
is there anything you haven't done and want to do?
Yeah, but I'm too old, too crippled to want to do it, to be able to do it. I want to do it, but I'm too old and too crippled. And let's jump out of a perfectly good airplane at 1,250 feet with a parachute on my back. I would really love to do that. But like I said, I'm too old and too crippled.
I had a friend who just died not too long ago who was 77 when he did, you know, those sort of things. So, you know. But he didn't let much of anything stop him.
Yeah.
Me, I don't jump out of perfectly good airplanes with anything. You know, it's like I'm so afraid of heights. So what did I do? I wrote a book about a fairy who flies.
Okay. We have 90 seconds left, people. It has been a lovely afternoon. Lovely afternoon. With Lindsay Downs and Valerie Douglas. I have to have both of you on at the same time again in October or November because it'll be so much fun.
Yeah.
Let us know when.
My horror story, the one horror story I did.
Okay, we have a minute left. Good night, fly right, be well. And especially you, Valerie, be well. Good night.
I just have to get it to heal so I can go back to being as free again. And I am limber.
Lindsay,
fun meeting you, Valerie.
You and I will talk soon, Lindsay.
Yeah, I got to go have supper now.
I know. Enjoy. Talk to you guys later.
Pleasure meeting you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.